meaning to order of the Kings Valley Academy Charter School. It is December 2nd and it is 3:30, and I will ask Macrina if she would please read the meeting logistics.
This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@kingsvalleycharter2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website.
Thank you so much, Macrina. I'm now calling this meeting to order, and I'll have a roll call, please.
Arthur Rennie?
Here.
Julie Keiches?
Here.
Charles Sinegada?
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Here.
Quorum has been established. We'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. And Jackie, could you please read this in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jackie. Staff introduction, starting with corporate.
Thank you, President Rennie. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you. Staff members.
Good afternoon, this is Kelly Haynes, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, this is Ashley Taylor, LCC in Tulare.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Natalie Calderon, LCC in Hanford.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, this is Rafael Aguilar, Director of State Federal Programs.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, this is Director of Leadership Development.
Okay.
And good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else? How about legal staff?
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Hello, Legal Counsel. Thank you, Bill. If that's all of the people that want to be introduced, then we're going to move to item 1E, adopt the resolution. The continuing resolution, and Jeff Martineau will read that to us.
Thank you, President Rennie. In your board packets, you will find the resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency, as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the medical request by adopting the board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the continuing resolution.
Julie Keiches, I so move.
Moved and seconded
to adopt the continuing resolution. Can I have a roll call? Macrina.
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Keiches?
Aye.
Charles Sinegada?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you, board members. Motion passed unanimously. Moving to item F, we're going to approve the agenda for the December 2nd, today's meeting. I would need a vote and a motion.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Julie Keiches, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda for today's meeting. Is there any discussion? If not, Macrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Keiches?
Aye.
Charles Sinegada?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, board. Moving to item G, approve the minutes of the October 21st, 2021. I'm sure you've all had a chance to read them.
Agis, I so move.
Carlson, either I second.
Moved in second to approve minutes of the October 21st meeting. Is there any discussion? If not, Macrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sonegata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you, Board. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to item H. We're going to approve the minutes of the November 16th, 2021 meeting. I would need a motion to do that.
Charles Sonegata, shall move.
Jackie Giacomazzi seconds his motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Are there any questions or discussion? If not, Macrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sonegata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Thank you, Board. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move to that part of the agenda, the consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the Board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The Board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. I will need a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Charles Sonegata, I so move.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion about the two items on the consent agenda? If not, we'll vote for both of them together. Karina, could you take a roll call vote?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaiches?
Aye.
Charles Sonegata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi?
Aye.
Board members. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to move that to item three, public comment. So, Macrina?
At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Has there been anyone who wishes to comment?
This is Nacrina Cuevas reporting that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
Thank you so much, Nacrina. We'll now move to item four on the agenda, which is school reports and information, starting with the principal update. Lindsay Boggs.
Hi, this is Ashley Taylor. I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Lindsay in her absence. So,
thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Good afternoon, everyone and the board. So for our update, our current enrollment, we have 1,099 students between the two sites. And for our academic update, one thing that I'm really excited about, so next semester we're going to be piloting a core dual enrollment math and English course for our students. So they'll be able to get core credit in math or English, depending on the class they take. And new students have shown to be successful in previous dual enrollment classes. And for our intervention courses, our goal and intention is to increase our math and English numbers, as well as our dual enrollment numbers. So just adding more students to those classes and being deliberate in our and increasing our support and opportunities or enrichment for those classes, and also looking at our prerequisites and what's needed for those classes so students are more successful when they are in there. And as far as our WASC update, again, for that, we have, we're still continuing our action plan, but we've also, we've also added stakeholder committees, and that way we can help identify specific areas of need and improvement. Example, like parent involvement, so helping to get more parents involved. And for some of our events before our Thanksgiving break, we did a to-go Thanksgiving feast for our families and students, and we handed out over 500 hot meals to our students. So they were very appreciative of that. And then for our authorizer and community partnership, and we had a visit last month from our authorizer from Kit Carson. So I'm going to read an email that she, just a little blurb, an email that she sent us afterwards. So our Robin said, "Thank you so much for allowing me to visit today. It was awesome to see the energy of the staff during their professional development. Keep up the good work." So we continue to have that positive relationship with Kit Carson. And then as well, in a couple weeks or before our winter break, we will be handing out age-appropriate books to all of the students at Kit Carson. So each grade level will get a different book. And then also we've had, so West Hills, that's who we do a lot of our dual enrollment with. We had them on campus on the site, and they helped with the beginning stages of our students with college registration, admission procedures, FAFSA, and the Department of Rehab to help contact and make connections with students for our special populations such as 504s, IEP, foster, homeless. And then just a couple highlights from our sites. Here's a testimonial from a student taking a dual enrollment course. Her name's Tatiana Pooley, and she's a senior, and she stated, I'm just going to read what she said. "I wanted to prepare myself for college, so I decided to join the dual enrollment program. I definitely feel that it gave me more opportunities and actually prepared me to be comfortable in the college atmosphere. If a student is interested, I would say go for it. You will not lose anything, but you will gain a lot."
That's great.
So that's just one testimonial of our students that take it.
So good.
And then also, again, there's a lot of college info on here. So five of our students received a little incentive. So students that were enrolled in at least 6 units in the fall semester, they received a $1,000 grant towards their college. So that's huge.
Huge.
So they were very grateful for that. And I don't think she's on the call today, but I wanted to introduce Christiana Purcell. She has been promoted to Learning Center Coordinator. So we want to congratulate her and welcome her to our Kings Valley leadership team. And again, as always, thank you, Board, for your continued support for us. And that's it. And we're here for any questions.
Any board members with questions or comments? It's hard not to comment. You're too enthusiastic. I love it. Thanks, Ashley. Great.
Thank you.
I have one question. You said you gave out 500 hot meals. Tell us how you did that.
So we, forgot who we used. We used a local, I forgot who. Anyways, it was a local food place.
Vendor.
Yes, local vendor. And so they brought everything over in hot trays. So we just, it was meat, sides, rolls. So we just boxed it all up, and they just, it was just drive through.
Wow.
And we
awesome.
Put out notifications and just sent them on their way.
That's great. That's
mm-hmm.
great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Further questions?
Ashley, it's Julie. I just wanted to say thank you for such a great report. Really appreciate the letters that you included, and to hear from the students is just great.
Yeah, it's definitely a team effort for these reports that we put together. But thank you.
Any further questions or comments for Ashley? Well, we thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're going to move into the finance update. Item B with Geeta.
Thank you, President. Thank you. Hello, Board. This is Geeta. So for the finance update, I just have the updated revolving line of credit for Hami Bank as of October 31st, 2021. This report shows the credit amount of the school, how much money has been withdrawn as of that date, October 31st, which is zero. The covenant that the school has to meet, which the school is meeting, as well as the interest rate and any other information as like expiration date and some more details. So that's just for your reference. If you ever have any questions and you want to refer to this document, this is just for your resource. And that concludes my section. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Any questions for Gita, finance update? If not, item C, conflict of interest code update. Mr. Martineau?
Good afternoon, President Rennie and board members. For this informational item, I did want to provide you with additional information regarding King Valley Academy 2's proposed conflict of interest code, currently working itself through the Fair Political Practices Commission, or FPPC, approval process. The FPPC is the state agency which oversees Form 700s and ensures that officials are making decisions in the best interests of the public. In addition, because Crescent View South Incorporated has jurisdiction of office in multiple counties, the FPPC directly oversees the COI code. On pages 278 to 281 of your board packets, you will find the proposed COI code language agreed upon by both the FPPC and the charter school. Currently, the COI code is in the required 45-day comment period. All Form 700 filers for the charter school received notice of intention to adopt the conflict of interest code on October 21st, 2021. This comment period will end on December 5th, 2021. The FPPC's 45-day comment period will end on December 13th, 2021. Once both comment periods are completed, and providing no comments have been submitted, Kings Valley Academy 2 COI code will be signed by the FPPC and be fully approved 30 days after signature. Once approved, I will seek the board's approval in ratifying the COI code at the first available scheduled board meeting. Does the board have any questions?
Any questions or thoughts for Jeff? If not, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to move to item D, the updated 21-22 board meeting calendar. And I just want to tell you, it's in here, and the next meeting for our board is on January 20th at 3:30. But I also want to remind you that we have added meetings in both February and May. So they're shown right there, February and May. Okay, we're going to move to action items. Item number five, we're going to be asked to approve the 21-22 first interim report, and Gita will give us the update.
Thank you, President. This is Gita with LLAC. So if you refer to your packet, pages 285 to 292, you will find the CDE Form 62, which is the first interim report for the school. It's the first 4 months of operations. And that report includes months of July 1, 2021 through October 31st, 2021. The report is composed of financial sections that includes the original budget that was developed back in May and was approved by the board. Those are column A and B. Actuals to date, expenses and revenues, that's column C. Projected totals for this year based on the year's actual operations, that's column D, and projected school reserves at the year end, and ABA projected for this year, which is on the last page, 292. We'll start by discussing the average daily attendance, or ABA, which is on last page 292 of the packet. The bottom half of this report shows the budgeted ABA used to develop the original school budget and the updated projected ABA based on current enrollment trends. The school budgeted an ABA of 1,120. However, the school is currently projecting a funding ABA of 1,094. This decrease of 25 ABA will impact most funding sources for this year. Let's now review the revenue sources on first page of the Form 62, which is on page 285 of your packet. The school is projecting a total revenue of $18.5 million. This shows similar levels of total revenue compared to the school original budget. However, there are significant differences on the individual revenue sources due to several factors. For the LCFF sources, there's an increase in projected revenue of $100,000 compared to the budget. This is primarily due to the combination of decrease in funding ABA and an increase in the funding rate coming from the concentration portion of the LCFF sources that offset the reduction in ABA. Federal revenue shows a significant increase from $385,000 to $203 million. This increase primarily comes from reclassification of two revenue sources. One is the ELO fund, which is the expanded learning opportunity, was originally budgeted under the other state revenue. The PPP loan forgiveness revenue was originally budgeted under other local revenue. So these two funding sources were reclassed to this line item. The other state revenue shows a significant decrease from $2 million to $1.3 million. That comes from a combination of different factors. One is the elimination of ELO revenue due to partial reclassification to federal revenue and recognition of the remaining state revenue in prior fiscal year as instructed by the state guidelines at the year end. There was a small increase in state sped and lottery revenue due to an increase in funding rates that offset the decrease in projected ABA. Sped rate was increased from $650 to $715. Unrestricted lottery rate was increased from $150 to $163. Prop 20 lottery rate was increased from $49 to $65. Other local revenue show a substantial decrease in revenue from $1.4 million to $481. And that again is due to reclassification of revenue. The PPP loan forgiveness revenue was reclassed to federal sources as mentioned before. On the expense side, the school is projecting a total expenditure for $17.8 million, an increase of $438,000. Compared to the original budget. Different spending categories changed in different directions. Salaries and benefits increased by $687,000 due to the combination of an increase in teacher and administrative salaries and a decrease in certificated support. Also compared to the budget, projected totals for the purchases increased by 13%. From $1 million to $1.1 million caused by the offsetting effect of the decrease in projected supply expenses by $119,000 and an increase in projected equipment expenses by $260,000. Projected overall operating expenses decreased by 7% from $5.2 million to $4.8 million, and this includes a decrease in insurance and professional services and an increase in utilities and communications. After the current projection of revenue and expenditures, the school is anticipating an excess revenue of $709,000. If you refer to item F, which is the net position on page 2 of this report, you can see it on the screen. You will see that with the current reserve of $3.8 million and the projected excess revenue of $709,000, the school will end up fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of $4.5 million, which is 25% of the total annual expenditures. Of this $4.5 million reserve, $191,000 will be restricted and will be spent in the following fiscal year following the plan of the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Geeta? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the first interim report.
Charles Sanabria.
Jackie Giacomozzi seconds his motion.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, Nakrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Kaichip.
Aye.
Charles Sanegata.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomozzi.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Board. Moving to item B. The Board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Geeta.
Thank you. So the charter school accounting manual is a fluid document, as you see at almost every board meeting. If there's any changes, we'll bring it to the board, any recommendation. There are two changes. One, changes to the travel reimbursement, which the per diem amount was added for $76 per day. And then also there's another section that talks about the cash reserve and the reserve policy for the school that was adopted by the board. But we added the committed fund section, and there's an agenda item on the board agenda, which will be discussed by the area superintendent. So if there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond to that. Thank you so much.
Any questions for Gita about the Charter School Accounting Manual? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve her report.
This is Jackie Giacomozzi. I so move.
Charles Sanagin, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual. Is there any discussion or questions? If not, Macrina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Keitzels.
Aye.
Charles Sanagin.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomozzi.
Aye.
Thank you, board. Motion passed unanimously. Moving to item 5C, the board will be asked to approve the committed funds plan for the school. Shelley.
Thank you, Mr. Rennie. Today I'll be speaking to the committed funds plan that Gita just spoke of in the previous agenda item, and that is located in your board packet on pages 300 and 301. The establishment and funding of financial reserves is essential to the long-term health and stability of our school. Financial reserves are needed to manage cash flow and help protect our school from unforeseen revenue shortfalls, unexpected costs, and economic uncertainties. Financial reserves also help our school save for large purchases and reduce the cost of borrowing money. As stated in the financial reserve policy, our goal is to maintain financial reserves between 10 and 17% of the charter's total expenditures. Currently, the school's reserve is very healthy at 22%. Just over 3% of the total are ELO funds that already have a board-approved spending plan, leaving an additional 5% remaining to bring us down to the 17%. King Valley's financial reserve plan is based on a three-year cycle that will include the following financial commitments to bring the reserve plan down to 17%. As you can see from the chart on page 301, the school will be contributing $40,000 each year for the next 3 years to build off the North Region Administrative Offices and Professional Development Center, and that is currently located where our regional warehouse is now. Next, Kings Valley is working on a site refresh plan that includes new paint, carpet, seating, and staff desks, bookshelves, and other refresh items as necessary. These purchases are amortized over 5 years, and we are currently in the process of getting multiple bids, and I will keep you posted. And then finally, you'll see that $567,186 is the amount of the ELO funds that are dedicated to additional support of our unduplicated student population over the next 3 years. Changes to the above stated plan may happen due to mitigating financial impact for non-reoccurring or unforeseen expenditures, or other needs stemming from changes in student enrollment or academic needs or program changes. Those will require additional board approval. Although for emergency or urgent spending needs, we ask the approval of the board to authorize the area superintendent to make and execute such decisions. This concludes my presentation on the financial reserve plan, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Thank you, Shelley. I need a motion to approve the committed funds plan.
Charles Sanagin, so moved.
Julie Keitzels, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the committed funds plan. Is there any discussions or questions for Shelley? not, Karina, could you call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie?
Aye.
Julie Kaichas?
Aye.
Charles Sanagata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomasi?
Aye.
Thank you, Board. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to item six, comments, corporate officers and board members, starting with corporate.
Well, thank you very much, President Rennie. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the board for this year. We're approaching a new year. That'll be the last meeting we have this year. And I just want to thank the board so much for your diligence, your patience, especially during this period of time. And also our staff for all the support that they've provided us to provide you. And I just think it's wonderful. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful new year, and we'll start off with a good bang next year. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Other corporate officers?
Well, thank you, President Rennie. This is Jerry Vincent. I echo our CEO's sentiments and want to really applaud the team. With the dual enrollment program and the student testimonial from Tatiana was just lovely. It's wonderful that all of you, the board and the staff, are working so well together to give our children an opportunity to know that they can go to college, university. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you.
All of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments, board members? If not, we need to remember that the next board meeting is January 20th of 2022, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Julie Kaichas, I so move.
Yeah, Dr. Mazzi seconds her motion.
Look at Santa Claus.
Oh,
how cute.
That is so cute. Thank you, Santa Claus.
To adjourn this meeting. Please call the roll.
Arthur Rennie?
Oh, oh, aye.
Oh, oh, oh.
Julie Kaichas?
Aye.
Charles Sanagata?
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomasi?
Thank you, board
members. Aye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.